Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane also at 70th and Pioneers in Lincoln. And what is going on with Shin Daddy today in Creighton, Nebraska, Bill?
Speed racer, epic old school. He was able to obtain hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of feet of Hot Wheel racetracks, the orange ones.
Okay.
So he's setting up racetracks throughout the entire lobby to fire away. Nice. So you're going to have Hot Wheels going all day. I mean, they'll take off from the you know, where you have the get your cash at and stuff. You can take off from there. He has some higher ones, the loops, the whole thing. Yep. And they also let you experiment if you want to kind of get involved to build one of your own tracks. Jake, you don't remember these, but there were these orange tracks. You don't remember, Steve? Oh, yeah.
Do I remember?
Hot Wheels was so important in our life.
I knew Hot Wheels.
And the track. And if you remember, there was a little plastic thing that went in between them. And how you had to attach them. Mm-hmm. That was a big deal. Yeah. And you could set them up upstairs and run them down the stairs to your house all the way through. And you could bend them around. And you could do anything you want. After a while, first of all, you'd get the set and be like, okay, it's pretty standard. Right. Then you were off the rails within minutes of how you're going to set them up, where you're going to run these things from.
Yeah. God, that's amazing. Now, you were probably more into the track than I was. I always would have pretend car shows where I'd have assorted Hot Wheel cars set up. But I did the track thing. Did the track thing.
Remember you had the Hot Wheels.
It was meant for the track.
You had a Hot Wheels carrying case. You had a Hot Wheels carrying case. Also, there's a Matchbox carrying case. There was two different ones.
It was a
way different deal now.
It was a regal time.
And it was a better time. That's all you cared about was the new Hot Wheels. Yeah. And the wheels moved really good.
You'd get down with it. That's what.
Yeah. You'd get right down there with it. And you'd remember the one thing you could crank up to whip them out of? Remember that thing that they got the power going like that? It's a manual thing to crank up. So when you walk in today, anyway, so Schindler's going to have, he's going to have about 400 Hot Wheels.
Really?
Yes, old Hot Wheels.
A lot of guys our age will be freaked out, maybe some tears.
Yeah, when they come in, it's also like, what are you guys doing? Doing the Hot Wheels track? You ever done it? Like, just give me that.
Yep.
And it'll take that thing over. You walk in and have Hot Wheels going throughout the entire lobby. It'll be incredible.
God,
you thought I didn't do Hot Wheels, Bill? That was a thing when I was a kid.
Are you sure? Oh, God, it's still a thing?
Absolutely.
They still do have them.
Yeah, they're not as popular now, but when I was a kid, they were still big.
The big thing was to try to get them to go downstairs and around. If you had like a two-story house and you could whip them all the way into the basement and to make sure they stayed on the track, you had to make some adjustments.
Yep.
Well, we lost it here on this curve. Got to make some – so get some books or something out to try to adjust it. Your mom might have to walk through a lot of stuff.
No, you're right. I think it was an orange track.
It was orange.
That threw me a little bit.
Very much so orange.
You have a burnt orange. Absolutely. Have a Texas burnt orange.
That's right.
Color. And you could buy extra track. You could just buy just extra track.
Yeah, it was a great day when you got new
Better times.
Better times. And you can relive them right now, though, at Midwest Bank and Creighton.
You can't today.
Steve has them going today.
Go see Shin Daddy up
Midwest
there.
Bank and Creighton.
Yes. Enjoy them. Enjoy your day up
by the way, Blake on the YouTube says, I'm 22 years old and still loved Hot Wheels. Mm. So they're still around.
They're still around.
Okay.
Like if you go to Shoemakers, I know they have Hot Wheels out there. If you wanted to get back into it, you could. You
still buy them. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if it's as cool now.
You don't see the tracks. You don't see the tracks as much. No. But being able to run those, like I said, downstairs is super important.
That'd be fun.
If you can go from upstairs into your basement, that means a lot.
I can't say that I ever did that. Yeah. That's interesting. I don't know why I never did that. I was more into just the Hot Wheels themselves.
Just the look.
Yeah.
They're just the look.
I'd get down and peer at them and act like they're real and all that. You know.
It's very popular. People are saying they're still very big right now. So not just the 22-year-old, but they're still right
still
now.
Get them.
Hot Wheels still around and kicking. Doing well.
Yeah, you can still get them.
With the
especially
track.
Especially in Creighton today.
I've not seen the track. Anyway, it'll be set up. That's good.
Think about it. Somebody probably hand paints those things, right?
I don't know. They are
incredible. I don't
know.
Maybe not. I don't know. How would you
spot one? Now, remember how they would hang in the store on the little? They'd be like on those little. I don't know how you kind of slide them on, and you look. You take them off and look at them. Well, that's a nice one.
And I think you could find some where the doors open.
Oh absolutely! Trunk it open, all that stuff. Oh yeah,
absolutely.
And the door's only this big.
Yep, don't break it.
I had a school bus. Hot Wheels school bus.
Did you seriously?
Absolutely.
With sweet tires.
Sweet tires on
sweet
it. Rims and everything.
I always looked for the jacked up cars. Yeah. You know, jacked up.
They were fancy. Anyway, that's what's going on today.
Get to Creighton today for Midwest Bank. Shindaddy's got it going. He's got it going on a Monday in Creighton.
You can definitely still get Hot Wheels.
Still a thing, apparently. Before I move on, you want to give a quick plug here, Bill. I know. Didn't you?
Well, yes.
Please.
I did a podcast yesterday for the Husker Army podcast.
The Husker Army.
And it was a lot of fun. There's a name on there that would resonate with you, Steve. Kenny Cheatham.
Oh, yeah.
Was on the show.
Cheatham could play.
Yeah, really could
receiver,
play.
Big receiver.
Oh, yeah.
Long.
Could roll. And
yeah.
And he was on yesterday, but we had a great conversation. So it was just want to throw it out there. And they talked a lot about the ticket in our show. That was very kind of them.
God bless.
So we had that talk. So it was
Cheatham,
a lot of fun.
Yeah. Cheatham was a early breaker.
Yeah.
Right? Jake, remember?
Was he?
Yeah. First part, when we first started, Cheatham was on our text line a lot. I don't know if he still is or not.
Well, text back in.
Yeah.
Where you been?
Yeah.
But it was a fun event to have a chance.
Was that yesterday?
Did it yesterday.
How long was it?
It went for about an hour and 20.
Hour 20.
Yeah, it went for a while. It's going to be an hour. It went a little longer than that. But yeah, it was a great time.
We support breakers. So they listen to us.
They were all breakers.
We support
all breakers.
You get to talking sometimes and
all of a sudden
time flies.
Yeah. Time flies, exactly.
Hour and a half. There it was.
There was no rap song, though, so we kind of didn't have what we had on Friday.
I think I got about 80 texts about the rap song from people weekend.
Let's just hit on something. Hit breaking news, would you please, Jake? Is it available?
Give me 1 second. Breaking news is right. What do you got, Bill?
Well, the show, you and Steve have been on for, 7 years? And then
it's eight years now.
But without me, there's a seven ahead of me or somewhere like that.
That's right.
Somewhere like that. In the history of this show, I will fight you on this one.
Okay.
In the history of the show, and for sure since I've been, just the addition, the day guest to be here.
What are you talking about?
Is that Steve Sipple's song that he wrote coming back from Wichita.
Right. Sick.
Was the best segment ever on this show.
I think it was.
There's never been
the
one
most disturbing.
There's never been one that good. We've had moments on here that I thought were the funniest things I'd ever heard in my life. That was the best segment. I've never had that sort of laugh, and I've never had that sort of people reach out to me in the activity on Twitter. It was the greatest moment in the history of the show. It was. Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yes.
It was the greatest moment ever.
There's a level of immaturity.
I think my favorite response on Twitter, when you saw this, he responded to it, was there's the Jay-Z meme, where he's kind of like,
yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
He's like, that was good. And that's such a good response to that song.
I was bowled over by your reaction just to my first line. Both of you
I about fell off the chair.
I did. That was, I mean, this was just when you.
We're just three players.
Talking to the breakers.
It was the greatest moment in my mind in radio history.
Oh, come on.
Yes,
it's up there if it's not the best. It's certainly up there.
Thank you for that. If you haven't had a chance, please go back to Aging Gracefully on Friday, because that will change your life forever.
Took a chance on that one. Yeah. We took a chance. It was risky.
You're ABBA. You took a chance. But it worked out. Yeah, we've had moments here that are epic. And that. Thank you, Steve Sipple, for the greatest moment in the history of early break.
On that note, Ozzy chimes in. Good morning, players.
Yeah, we're just three players.
Talking to the breakers. You bestie out the way.
Hey.
It's six Hays.
Six Hays.
Yeah, I know it's six Hays.
It was really hard for me to settle on the number of Hays.
The best part was when you said it, that it was six.
It was very important
to me. I've watched it numerous times.
I've watched it numerous times.
I nearly fell off my chair.
Yes.
I did.
I'll never that. It's incredible. It's also a little heartbreaking to know that nothing can top that.
Yeah,
every day I come to work. I mean, yes, we I mean,
something will.
Yes,
something
yes, will we top. Had that. There's been a bank robbery.
Yeah,
that doesn't even register Doesn't even register with what
yes,
you
it
did.
Was when you,
thank you.
You cannot announce bank robberies on the radio that aren't happening.
Well, there was six police cars in front of a bank, so I made the
assumption. We can't go on the radio and say there's a bank robbery.
Dave in Fullerton says, Sip should warn people before he's going to rap. I was driving and thought I was going to black out from laughing.
People were blacking out.
Black out. Yeah. Don't black out.
Just the, I don't know if the my burst of laughter within the first 8 seconds was the happiest I think I've ever been.
I was pretty happy, too.
That's the happiest I ever was.
We were both very happy.
Anyway, sorry to go back in time. Sorry about that. Anyway.
Thank you.
Press on.
We took a big chance.
Yes.
It was good. It was good. Yeah. Well done, Sip. Yeah. Going back to Nebraska football, because they had the practice, of course, open to the public on Saturday.
Jake was there.
Jake was there. I took notes.
I was there.
Club level.
Club level.
I have my notepad. I took yes, notes. Right there.
Yeah, one page. Good. Very good.
Let's not forget last year, passing was not great for Nebraska. Right? About 50% on the season for Nebraska passing. But QB run was very effective for that offense. Very effective. Harvard ran the ball well.
He led the team in rushing.
Enough said there.
Yeah, he led the team in rushing.
So QB run was a very effective thing last year for Nebraska. Can the running backs be good enough this year that you don't need to have that element for this offense this year?
They better be. I mean, because Dylan's not going to lead the team in rushing.
He better not. It's not his game.
No. I mean, there's no circumstance that I can see where Dylan would lead the team in rushing. He doesn't. I mean, he can run it a little bit. He gets upfield. He's a big. He's not unathletic at 6'3" and 220. When he's running, it looks pretty good. But they don't want him to run. So it's got to be good. They got to be able to. You don't want it to be a situation where you notice 3 games in that on 3rd and 2 they're trying to throw it. You know, it'll happen sometimes, but you want them to be able to get those third down runs and key first down runs too. So I would hope that this is the year where I call conventional running game, a running back running game. There's a lot of reasons for it, but the number one reason is to alleviate pressure on your freshman quarterback. That's what it would do.
Absolutely right? Helps you in your play action game, but the quarterback run game, where it scares you the most is when you have to defend the quarterback run game. You can. There's ways to defend it, and there's things that happen with. And then if you can throw it well off of that, that causes a lot of problems. But the plays that bother you the most as a defensive coordinator or a defensive coach
is
when the coaching's over, which means the escapability. When someone has the ability, which Harburg showed that. If you go back to some of his runs, several of his biggest runs were off of scrambles.
Yep.
It wasn't just quarterback running.
Field opened up.
And so all of a sudden, that is what, honestly, is as good as he was last year, Jaden Daniels, who won the Heisman, he probably won it on incredible escapes. He had so many runs when all of a sudden he took off, when it wasn't even in the, and that's when you're going like, you're like, well, how are our numbers on offense? Well, we did this, really good. And then you look back and you go, we had a quarterback do some things. When I use the term, when the coaching's over, we're going to do this. And all of a sudden, now he went and made a play. He went and made a play with his feet, kept things alive. But can
you bank on that?
That's what I'm saying. It's hard to bank on that. But that's what you're looking for, is what can the quarterback do? Is Raiola a keep things alive with his feet, with eyes down the field to make plays in that area? And then the ones that they're able to take off. And the ones that just panic attack, drop back, don't like it, take off, not hard to defend. The ones like Daniels last year, he could throw it. He threw it at 72%.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So and he had freak receivers.
72%.
But at the same time, he could take off. Joe Burrow could take off and make some incredible plays with his feet. He made numerous plays with his feet on quarterback draws and just quarterback scrambles and players throughout the time. That's the one part you'll wonder, where will they get the bonus yards?
Yeah,
will they get the bonus yards from the rushing? Because in the end, they got a lot of yards last year off of
absolutely.
Scrambles.
I think they can. Not, I mean, he's not super fast, but he can run. I think he does a great job of keeping his eyes downfield as he nears the line of scrimmage. So defenders in kind of a quandary there. Is he going to take off or is he going to throw it? He's really good at that. Keeping eyes downfield as he nears the line of scrimmage, where you got to make a decision. So I think that part will be good. I don't think he'll take off and run all that often. But look at him. Look at him. He's not unathletic. And he's a big guy. He should be able to take a little bit of punishment. But I would tell you this. I don't want him running it much. I wouldn't if I were the coach. He's got a big time arm. That's what you want him to use. So it's got, hey Jake, the bottom line is the offense is going to look a lot different. It wasn't supposed to look like it did last year. That wasn't the game plan. I mean, they were calling in Ron Brown to help him with the option plays. Osborne to help him with the option plays. That wasn't the plan. Satterfield had never coached option before. So it's not like they ran all option, but they had to incorporate it. They had to. And Satterfield said they were doing things on Saturdays. They weren't even practicing because of the injuries. So, hey, the offense should look a lot different. And I think you could see a pretty major turnaround on that side of the ball because of what you saw. They're pretty good at receiver.
They are. I like that group.
Yeah, it's not Ohio State. I'm not doing that. I mean, it's not USC probably, but it's good. It's going to look a lot different to Nebraska fans because it's going to look like a Big Ten receiving corps should.
But it's a good question because where are the rushing yards coming from?
They better come from those running backs, yeah.
And last year they did a very good job with – and again, I always talk about the escapability is what is you're terrified. When someone can throw it and then yet can still escape. That was all the people I've had to defend. That was once like, oh, man.
Who started that here, Jake? Who started that
here? So hard.
Who do you remember that was the best? We're going back.
Way back.
But there was a quarterback who started that trend here, I would say.
How long are we talking about?
Just say it.
Who was the best? Crouch,
who was the best? Who would I always say he's best when the play breaks down?
Well,
Jamal Lord. Nebraska's offense that
there's
year.
A couple guys. I mean, Tommy Armstrong was the same way.
Not like Jamal.
I know, but I'm saying what he had his best plays often when the play broke down, whether passing or running the ball.
It got to that point during Jamal's senior year where I thought they were best off when the play didn't work. Because now.
Let him run.
Because now it's time. Because Jamal was a freak.
It's terrifying as a defensive coach. It's terrifying.
Yeah, and Jamal was terrifying to a defense because he was 6'2", probably 215, was very physical. I mean, a very physical runner and could fly. I mean, covered like 3 yards with a stride. I mean, it was like if he started going, you're like, okay, here comes the horse. Here he goes. Let him go. And that was the best part of the offense. But that was
the same thing last year, though.
But then Nebraska kind of became reliant on the quarterback run. I mean, for sure, with Adrian, just overly reliant.
Well, I think many years, I mean, the only year they weren't with Tanner Lee. Lee could not run the ball, but Adrian ran the ball well. I mean, Harburg ran the ball well. Tommy Armstrong before that.
Yeah.
It's been a case for a long time. We haven't had a true passer that has been able to, you know, not just have to help out in the run game.
Oh, it's going to look a lot different this year. And we haven't even addressed that. It's got to start up front. They got to move the line of scrimmage. Bill, you've been away periodically. They just haven't moved the line of scrimmage consistently. I would look for it all the time. You just want to see move it forward. And it does happen sometimes, but it's just too sporadic. Now, this year, can they do it? I don't know. We'll see.
Veteran group up front anticipate great things.
I would think so. There's really no excuse. They got some dogs. They should be pretty good up there.
So we'll see what the run game looks like without likely Raiola being terrible.
Because the numbers change so much. Like I said, when the quarterback run game is involved, all of a sudden it's 11-on-11. Mm-hmm. When it's a true quarterback run game where it's going to run quarterback power, quarterback counters, all those things, and then people start talking about how you going to stop that. And it's always, okay, this, and this. And all of a sudden it's like, well, they're using all 11.
Jacks up the numbers.
So it makes it hard for you defensively. It makes it hard for you defensively when they can drop back to pass, then all of a sudden the guy can take off. And I'm talking like once or twice a game, not a lot. But there was, like I said, the hidden yardage last year for Nebraska on quarterback scrambles was a lot.
A lot. Well, you see that, by the way, change it a little bit. Jaden Daniels is playing for the Commanders. Will he run it like I think he'd be
really smart. But, yes, the best way to put it is he has such a skill set at that. If you just stop him from doing that, then you take away what he does the best. Yeah. Well, not the best, but what he does very well. He threw at 72%. Now, we had unbelievable receivers. A lot of times the matchups were not good for defenders. They had better receivers than what the other team had DBs, but he was still a remarkable player. So that'd be interesting to see how
how that translates.
Remember last year, Justin Fields, they wanted to be a pocket passer for the Bears, not use his legs as much, and didn't go very well for that. He's now a Pittsburgh Steeler. So let him utilize the strengths at least somewhat. Not all the time, but somewhat there. Before we get to break, when you work in IT, what are the three words you don't want to hear, Bill?
I've been hacked.
I've been hacked. That's right. Applied Connective Technologies, it doesn't happen with them. They're in all 93 counties with a 99% retention rate.
That's
just
incredible.
It's very good. All of a sudden, like, Steve, you go, like, hey, I'm going to go to an ATM, get some money out like that. And all of a sudden, it's like, insufficient funds.
Ooh.
How would you like that?
Ooh,
when you're going,
scary.
Like, you know what? This Ooh. Shouldn't be right. I know I've got money in there. Yeah. Guess what? Got hacked.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what happens.
God.
Things
should
like
it,
that can happen. Applied.
So that conversation just got real.
Just got real for you. Yeah. All of a sudden, you want to have all your passwords hacked and everything. Yeah. Everybody get into all your personal, into your Twitter and send stuff out from your Twitter page.
Oh,
that caused
boy.
A problem.
Oh, see, now we're getting scared.
Yeah.
It's getting real.
Oh, now
getting real.
How'd you like that?
Were you talking to Leighton over the weekend?
What's that?
Leighton helped
me
with this
I talked
stuff.
To Leighton a little bit this weekend. House Menders.
Those are good examples.
Former House Menders that now is running Peter Kiewit.
He moved up quick.
He moved up quickly. Now he's in charge. He's number two in charge of Peter Kiewit in Kansas City.
He was painting random houses, and now he's running Peter Kiewit.
That's a big deal.
It's quite a leap.
Yeah, it's quite a leap. But, oh, wow, I'm telling you what, they can protect anything, and that's what's incredible. I need to get out. I need to get out back out to Albion because when you're around these people, you just feel, again, talk about protected.
You feel secure.
Oh, you feel very secure. They're very, very secure. Go ahead.
They are Nebraska's preferred tech partner. They, again, manage IT and cybersecurity, phone systems, physical security, infrastructure, audio and video, and more. One-stop shop. Stop
physical.
Using everyone. Just use one person.
One
group.
Physical security?
That's right. They do have that.
Physical. So think about this. When you go out to see Trevor at the Elks Club, they could have someone travel with you. They could have security with you.
Physical security. It's
physical security.
Also.
Everything
wow.
secured.
They do that.
They do everything.
Check them out at appliedconnective.com.
How's their retention, Jake?
It's 99%. 99%. Free That's consultation, amazing. AppliedConnective.com or call 866-358-0109. You don't want to hear, I've been hacked. Don't want that at all. When we come back.
No, you don't.
Deion Sanders has some thoughts on how he uses Travis Hunter and his stars in practice. We'll discuss that next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Okay, look at this guy.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.